So here she is.
I wish there was a car here. I could see it charting up.
Nika Poznanovich is one of the managers at Santa Rosa's community market. For nearly 40 years, the store has sold organic sprouts, whole grain bread as a worker-owned not-for-profit. In 2010, wanting to reduce their impact on the environment, they became a certified green business in Sonoma County. Part of that was putting in an electric vehicle charging station for customers.
We have a core group of customers who are really jazzed about electric vehicles. There's these customers of ours, Elaine and John, daughter and father, and they built an electric car themselves. And they've been working on it for like 2 years, and every single week they were calling us saying, when is it going to be ready? We can't wait to plug it in. We're so excited.
The charger is one of about 15 public stations in Santa Rosa listed by the U.S. Department of Energy. It doesn't earn the market any money. The electricity is offered free. Poznanovich says it just seemed like the right thing to do.
You know, if you go to Portland, there are vehicle charging stations at every single block that you go to. It's part of the culture there. That's kind of what we're trying to do here, too. Thinking about alternative uses of energy. And those changes can be difficult. But if we, you know, help your hand along the way, then it's going to happen faster and a lot more effectively.
Of the public stations in Santa Rosa, about half are at county buildings, half at local businesses. The service is usually offered free or for a small cost to cover electricity. Businesses selling electricity in the way that gas stations sell fuel haven't really appeared yet. Instead, businesses are offering charging stations as a way to attract customers. And because electric vehicles are gaining popularity and they want to be part of that trend. Here's Mark Geller, director of Plug In America, an advocacy group for electric vehicles.
Certainly, the government has decided that they want to support public charging infrastructure, and there are many private businesses that recognize the benefit of offering public charging to demonstrate their own support for environmental concerns, for example, and to attract a certain clientele.
A 2009 report from UC Berkeley's Center for Entrepreneurship and Technology forecasts that, by 2030, electric vehicles will account for nearly two-thirds of new sales in the U.S. If gas prices go higher, that edges closer to 90%. For the moment, the average customer finds electric vehicles expensive. The Chevy Volt costs about $40,000. That may be one reason why some upscale businesses are installing stations. Clos du Bois Winery in Geyserville is, at the moment, the northernmost charging station in Sonoma County. Vice President of Operations Chase Cambron oversaw the installation of two stations in March and says the winery is in a good spot for their customers.
It is a distance where if you have a Nissan Leaf, it's about, 100-mile range on those, so people can come up from the city, charge their cars, and have a picnic and head back home. So it offers up an opportunity for people to come visit us with electric cars and... Again, it was the right thing to do. I think it is a sensible marketing strategy. That wasn't the real basis of it, but if we can draw customers here, obviously it's good for us, and it supports our longstanding sustainability efforts. If we have more customers, it's great.
Demand for the station isn't overwhelming, since electric vehicles are still a relative rarity, but Cameron says they've been a big hit with some customers.
There's actually been one guy from Nevada that's come up here three times in the last 3 weeks.
I'm Danielle Vetten for KRCB's North Bay Report.